Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here where it matters.
Hello and welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to keep you up to date on all the news you should know about. Today, family and friends of a missing Wilkes-Barre teenager say they blame the Wilkes-Barre Police Department for a lack of urgency in the search. And state officials gather to address a bird flu outbreak in Lancaster County. It's Thursday, February 26th. Let's get into it. We'll start right off with the latest on Lanaya Clark. The Wilkes-Barre teenager went missing in mid-January. On Tuesday, Luzerne County District Attorney Sam Sanguidolce said they believe remains found Saturday in the city are related to Lanaya's case, but did not elaborate. WVIA's Kat Bolas has more from her family's call for action outside the Wilkes-Barre Police Station.
Justice for Lala!
Lanaya's family demanded more from the police outside the station. They say officers didn't do enough to help the 15-year-old.
It was no urgency from the police department because they labeled her as a runaway. It doesn't matter if she was a runaway or someone took her. There should have been some kind of urgency.
No Amber Alert, no anything.
A child.
She's a child.
She's a minor. She was deaf. And she should have been, if they couldn't do an Amber Alert, they should have labeled her missing and endangered immediately. They did not do that.
That's her adopted mother, Amira Woods. Police have yet to confirm that the body found Saturday is Lanaya's. They also have not answered WVIA's request for comment on the case or the family's allegations. Her grandmother, Sabrina Smith, broke down in tears outside the station.
She's gone forever. I can never get her back. There's nothing they can do to give any of that back.
She often had to be held up by family and friends. Smith organized the protest.
She had so much patience for people, more than you could ever know. She was an amazing kid. She was so smart.
Sanguidolce said there are no updates to the investigation. In Wilkes-Barre, I'm Kat Bolas.
Thanks, Kat. Find the full story at WVIA.org. We'll be keeping the story updated there as well. And the district attorney has asked anyone with information about the case to contact Wilkes-Barre Police. Now we'll go to Lancaster County, where state officials are looking to curb Pennsylvania's ongoing outbreak of bird flu, the worst it's seen in decades. For WVIA, Jackson White reports from a meeting of state officials and poultry farmers in Lancaster County, where the number of infections is highest.
Governor Josh Shapiro says there are dozens of state employees working to combat the bird flu flare-up, with reinforcements from dozens of U.S. Department of Agriculture employees. That collaboration will help get farmers through the outbreak, he says.
We've got folks from different branches of government, different parties. We've got people who work together and people who compete with one another all around this table, not at cross purposes, but at common purposes.
According to the USDA, almost 7.5 million birds have been affected in Pennsylvania as of mid-February. That's more than any other state nationwide. And the vast majority of those cases are in Lancaster County. In Harrisburg, I'm Jackson White.
Thanks to Jackson White for that story. Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
I'm Boris Krawchenyuk with WVIA News. Thanks for listening to WVIA Radio. Read more about some of the stories you hear at our website, wvia.org/news. We appreciate your support because we report to you.
Welcome back. So here's a question for you. When was the last time you wrote anything in cursive? As of last year, 25 states required cursive writing to be taught in schools, and now that number is growing, thanks to a bill from a Schuylkill County Republican. WVIA's Sarah Hofius Hall has more from a school in the Hazleton Area School District.
Second grade students in Sugarloaf Township reviewed the strokes for cursive writing.
Over curve slant, over curve slant.
State Representative Dane Watrow watched closely. Soon, lessons similar to the one in Diane Musseline's classroom at Valley Elementary Middle School will happen statewide. Governor Josh Shapiro signed Watrow's bill this month that requires elementary public and private schools to teach cursive handwriting. Here's Watrow.
We have the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and we should be able to learn how to read it and write it.
The Hazleton Area School District, whose more than 14,000 students make it one of the largest districts in the state, brought back cursive handwriting a few years ago. Superintendent Brian Uplinger says students improve fine motor skills and cognitive recognition as they learn cursive.
We're grateful that there's legislation out there that it'll span the entire Commonwealth.
Back in Musseline's classroom, 8-year-old Blake Noss repeated the letter N at his desk.
So cool, and I like how the letters connect.
Reporting from Sugarloaf Township, I'm Sarah Hofius Hall, WVIA News.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date. Find more of these stories at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for hanging out with me today. One more show this week, so make sure you subscribe and tune in so you don't miss anything. Have a great day, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.